The loss of personal freedoms during periods of national crisis is the basis of a play on stage in Los Angeles. Times Like These is set during Hitler's rise to power. Iris Mann reports that the playwright wants audiences to pay close attention to what's going on today.
Times Like These is the second in a trilogy of plays dealing with the years just before, during, and after World War II by writer and director John O'Keefe. He began the trilogy after the election of 2000 and says he wants to show on stage what he feels he's not getting from the media.
It's getting clearer and clearer that things are very, very strange and that one at least should question what is going on. We have to question, otherwise we don't have a democracy. But especially now, it seems to me that the news is probably not quite accurate.
O'Keefe based this two-character work very loosely on the true story of a husband and wife who were well-known actors in pre-war Berlin. At the time, Germany was being crushed by economic hardships as a result of the Depression and its defeat in the First World War. Early in the play, the couple discusses Hitler's rise to power.
What's the matter, my darling?
Will he become king?
Who?
That little Austrian.
You mean Hitler? No. He's Chancellor.
Chancellor?
Yes.
If I recall my high school Latin, that's cancellarius, isn't it?
I can't remember my high school Latin.
Well, you should. You must always remember the roots of your words, their primal meanings, the eggs in them that hatch on your tongue when you speak on stage. Cancellarius is the root of chancellor. It means doorkeeper.
Bellhop, you mean. Are you okay?
I'm a Jew.
Hitler's campaign to blame the Jews for Germany's economic problems and to strip them of all legal rights began very soon after he was appointed chancellor. The play shows the effects of the Nazi takeover on individuals. Laurie O'Brien portrays the actress. She explains that her character begins the story as a diva.
She's the best actress that the Prussian State Theater has ever seen. And when it's discovered, or it's revealed that she's a Jew, she is both incensed and baffled by the fact that she honestly could be eliminated from the theater because Jewish artists were not allowed to perform their art at that point. She goes into very close to being mad and actually does succumb to being the victim because it's a very terrifying situation. She's locked in her home and she's unable to express herself, and so she's gone from being the grand dame to nothing, to a swine.
When the actress can no longer fight back, she coaches her husband to play Hamlet as a Nazi.
Tell me what you know.
First, the election without a mandate. Then, the catastrophe. The enemy, then the scapegoat. Indignation follows emergency. Fear turns to anger. Anger to revenge. The objective is to create a state of continuous emergency. When the state of emergency is over, we can afford to question. It is never over. In the terror of confusion, we must seek solidarity, find our basic values. We clean up our streets, enlist our neighbors as informers. This shall not happen again. We will strike back. Fortinbras has taken Poland, and now he is taking Denmark. He clears the castle in Elsinore of vermin. The charlatan is vanquished.
For actor Norbert Weiser, the play not only shines a light on today's events, it also helps him take a look at the past.
There are perhaps not unresolved issues, but there are issues that will be with me, having grown up in post-war Germany, for the rest of my life. Because when you ask yourself the question, as a German, what would I have done? Which, of course, I asked. And it's a question I can't answer. But here I get to be the good guy. And I get to do the things that I think should have been done. And that has a catharsis attached to it.
Weiser does not believe any play can change society, but he does feel this one will make people think. As times like these progresses, the government cracks down on individual liberties after the Parliament building has been destroyed by a fire.
There is a catastrophe. A building is destroyed. people are killed. Everyone is running around in terror. No one knows where to hide, what will happen next. And then along comes this guy. He wasn't liked all that much before. But now there he is, standing in the ashes of disaster, the still smoldering fires, naming the people who did it, promising to punish them. Well, you would rally around that man.
Playwright John O'Keefe makes the comparisons with September 11th and its aftermath obvious. He says he wants audiences to question how far government can go before the loss of civil liberties becomes clear.
Would you notice it? Would it affect your, you know, your meals or your clothes? Not yet. But if you started to take a look and say, now, what would they take first that you wouldn't notice? Or what would be the reaction to a catastrophe that you should actually be giving up in order to protect something? It wasn't very hard to start thinking about it, because it seems to be happening right now.
That little screaming man is our leader. And I'll tell you something else. Guys like him, once they get into office, they never let go.
I know you're frightened, but this foolishness, it won't last long. It can't.
Why not?
Because this is Germany.
Oh, yes. Of course. Yes, I never thought about that.
Playwright John O'Keefe insists that despite his play's title, he is not drawing one-for-one parallels between the 1930s and today, but he believes there are lessons to be learned. Times Like These is now running at the Odyssey Theater in Los Angeles and will go to San Francisco early next year. Meanwhile, O'Keefe is preparing the third play of his trilogy. For NPR News, this is Iris Mann in Los Angeles.